Had I been a half second slower, the whole mass of it would have come into the car, Schultz says. I have no doubt I'd have been decapitated. Several motorists who witnessed the crash approached the wreck in shock. I can't believe you're alive, one gasped. There was no life-changing epiphany at that precise moment or in the immediate aftermath. But Schultz's near-fatal experience seeded something, and what followed weeks later was one of those panoramic moments when you get your bearings and decide whether you're on the right path or not, he said. Schultz thought, what advice would the 90-year-old me give to the me of right now? He was a technology consultant who dabbled in photography. I said to myself that I don't take the path of being a full-time photographer. I will regret it, he recalls. So he went for it. His background interest elbowed its way to the front, and he became a successful portrait and commercial photographer. I've often wondered, if I hadn't hit the moose, would I be a full-time photographer right now, he reflects. I don't think so. Schultz believes that the collision changed his biochemistry, unlocking something in his brain that prompted his shift in perspective.